So we have the advantage.
Black people have the advantage of being able to get everything they want if they can collectively agree on what it is that they want. Not from a perspective of other people. Black people are an exceptional people. Our connections with this country are exceptional. And that's a word that we should use. We're different. Everything that basically exists, the commerce system, and the Main Street and Wall Street, the fundamental finances of this country, the financial institution of this country, exist because of our presence here. And the immigration process is a country that welcomes you in and bases your status. And one of the things that's in the conversation now, in government conversation, Mexicans are here based on they've got jobs and how they contribute to the U.S. economy. Well, if that's the premise, if that's the requisite, well, then African Americans, American Africans, as you would say, which is quite more appropriate, Black Americans, then our presence, our body, has been paid for just for the mere fact that every system exists based on the efforts of our ancestral experience, and that has paid enough into the rights and human rights and inalienable rights, American rights, civil rights, that has paid for all of that. And for us as an exception, we don't use our exceptionalism based on historical fact, you know, and to make the U.S. Constitution change, not just for us, but to change it for everyone, because it needs to be corrected as the immigration status changes for in this country. The browner it is, I think the browning of America works in our favor. And we should capitalize on that in every sense of the word. Capitalize on it, literally capitalize, whatever that word truly means to America. And it's a very important financial word. We should capitalize on it literally every day. We should remind every immigrant, every German, every Jew, every Japanese, every Vietnamese, every Mexican, every, that we are exceptional. Our price has been exceptional, has exceeded the price that any other racial group has ever contributed to the Western world. I mean, our list is very long. So when we go to the marketplace and ask, go to the government, go to the House of Representatives, go to the Senate, just let our record show. This is the evidence, and this is what the children and the heirs of this is what we want, and this is what we must have. Go to the world court if we need to. Go to the United Nations if we have to. But our fundamental disconnection to the U.S. Constitution, it must be either enlightened, or we've got to have a better conversation about that.